that, but I'm going to drop this one story here about another foot, and that's the bitch that do look like a foot, which is the mayor of Chicago, Democratic mayor. Yeah. Beetlejuice, as y'all call her.
Beetlejuice? Yeah. She does kind of look like fucking Beetlejuice.
AKA Lori Lightfoot. And we're going to get that tuned up here in just a moment. We'll get that off here and then get us going on for the viewers out here. All right. And
dude, looks like he's holding in a fart right now. He's
Like, oh. Oh, shit. Tucker, what the hell, brother? You got to let it out? Send it, big fellow. Yeah.
You may remember when illegal aliens took over the El Paso airport. That seemed like a bad sign, but it could get worse. It always can. Now the homeless, the so-called homeless, have moved into Chicago International Airport O'Hare. Vagrants living in the terminals, sleeping by the baggage claims in one of the biggest and most famous airports in the world. As one custodian at O'Hare put it, it's out of control. None of us feel safe. And you can say that for the city itself. Raymond Lopez is an alderman in Chicago. He has been a very rare voice in that city calling for sanity. He's joining us tonight from O'Hare Airport. Alderman Lopez, thank you so much for coming on. What do you see there?
He's wearing a pentagram.
Tucker. No, good evening, Tucker. As we walk through the airport, the fourth largest airport in the United States, we've seen this beautiful gateway to Chicago been overrun by the homeless, where every night 200 to 300 homeless individuals come off public transportation and set up encampments here in baggage claim and throughout all five terminals. All the while, the mayor's voice is blasting from overhead, welcoming any one of the 65,000 daily visitors here in this indoor outhouse that we call O'Hare Airport.
How could the mayor of Chicago allow one of its most famous landmarks and a transportation hub for the whole country to be desecrated?
And it's one of the top five largest airports in the fucking world. Well, one of the top five most busiest airports in the world. I don't know if they changed it or not, because it always would be between Chicago and Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta, not so much O'Hare with me. I think it was Midway for me. But Midway is the other airport, and they're no better. However worse it is over in O'Hare, I'm pretty sure it's worse than this over at Midway. I've been to Atlanta, and that one's busy as fuck. And we've been chatting. You already know about DIA.
Oh, yeah. I know about DIA. I've been in DIA, fuck, tons of times.
And my man,
there's conspiracies with that place, too. Just saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in fact, there are. Matter of fact, thank you for bringing that up. They're tying it up into a bowl, really.
Yeah.
Because you know they got that Bronco, the blue horse.
I can't remember what it's called, but
they call it Blucifer.
Yeah, Blucifer. That's it. And it actually, when the guy was just finishing it, it fell over and landed on him and killed him.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
All right, Schlitz malt liquor, boo. What happening with you, man?
Schlitz. All right.
Yeah, I see you, Bob. There, eating lunch before you leave the work. And yeah, don't forget to press the like if you got to go somewhere else, or if you're catching the playback, hit the like button. Hit that motherfucker, attack it like it's some raging, ugly fucking blue hair fembot trying to get you.
Yeah, if you have any pokes left after all that, you could swing by over there at my place and give it a quick poke.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
hit that subscribe button.
My man's rolling one up. Oh yeah, hit the subscribe button over at Chat's channel. We're simulcasting right now over on Chat's channel. Okay, enough of the shilling. Back to the story here. The poll shows that, according to Polska Bob, because Polska Bob is from around that area over in Illinois, and you know he happens to know what's up over there. I haven't been there myself in about, I'd say, last time I was there, it's nearing about 20 years. It's starting to be that long ago. Damn, time flies.
Been about probably, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago. I've been through Chicago last.
You're right. Yeah, and this is when I had moved there for a while. Oh, yeah, you've been there. And Polska Bob say there's a $100 million upgrade, I hear. Oh, okay. Okay, I see that, you know.
Damn.
And Snake is saying that he's been to Atlanta, and Atlanta's one of the busiest airports. Yeah, that's true. Atlanta is busy AF still to this day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised Atlanta doesn't have a second airport with as busy as it is. I mean, I guess that's the only one that they got. I'm not sure. But we're going to get off in here to chat. Keep that going on here for us and keep it rocking. All right, Mr. Pliskin say Colorado Airport has a huge underground facility. I know you heard about that.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Also, they have a bunch of artwork, like gargoyles holding open baggage and stuff. And there's actually a painting in there, mm-hmm. and it's big as fuck, man. And you have to be looking for this shit. It's big. It's probably like, I don't know, 12 to 15 feet long and probably about 9-10 feet high. Mm-hmm. And it's a fucking soldier in a gas mask fucking unloading an AK on some kids. Yeah, there's just shit like that, dude. I mean, you can Google all this shit, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this is what they're talking about. I mean, the point of the story here is that, you know, ever since they had gotten this mayor, her approval ratings have went down, you know. She was one of those Democrats that seemed to call for sanctuary cities to let all of the illegals in from south of the border. And what happened over the summer, though, Chat, and this is, I remember it was around my birthday. I was in Hot Springs and I caught this news story saying that, you know, these governors that are in Texas, Florida, Arizona, too, as well, are saying, you know, to hell with this shit. We keep getting them and you guys keep talking about that you'll take care of them. So what we'll do is we'll bust them over to your cities and see how much of a sanctuary city you got.
Hey, you forgot to talk about California.
California, too, as well. But I know Governor Arnold ain't there, you know?
We'll just get them all to the chopper. Send them over there to Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. By people urinating in it. I don't understand.
You know, they're not just urinating in the hallways. They're taking baths in the toilets. Making a mockery of Chicago is here. We understand that homelessness is a problem we must address, but making O'Hare Airport a homeless shelter for hundreds of people on a daily basis, when we're trying to welcome people here, when we're trying to encourage tourism, bring back the business clientele, bring back families to our city, and to only have them greeted by hundreds of homeless who have mental health issues, may be armed, maybe not even be clothed, that's not something that institutes a lot of confidence in our mayor, in our city. And clearly she doesn't care because she's 17 miles away from it.
Surrounded by city finance bodyguards, unlike you. There's an election coming up. She could win. How could that happen?
Right now, Tucker, we are 12 days away from the city's election. And as you know, we've been pushing hard to ensure that she does not have a path forward. But it's amazing, amazing in a city like Chicago, that we have so many individuals who are hiding behind white guilt and privilege as an excuse to stick with the failed mayor. Rather than hold her accountable for what she's done and what she continues to do to this beautiful city, they're willing to stick by her just to assuage their personal guilt of privilege or whatever they, wokeness, whatever they want to call it. And many of us continue to fight back. I know you had Dr. Wilson on your show as well, who's standing up to, against her. We have to fight back for this city because we can't allow what's happening here to become the mainstay for every neighborhood and for every iconic part of Chicago, which is overrun by the homeless, overrun by gangs, overrun by criminality, and what should be a welcoming city to all the good law-abiding people who want to make this home.
Boy, that is
That's some crazy ass shit. Yeah, man. The even Democrats have had enough of her. You know what I'm saying? And this is what it's showing you. This guy is an alderman, which is kind of like a ward leader, like you know, a leader of a certain part of the city. That's their first step in the government. If you want to get into big city politics, they have them in New York. They have them here in Chicago. And I think in other cities as well, but he's trying to say what this, this Democrat, alderman is trying to say is that this mayor is fucking it up by, you know, sending them all to the city, which, and they're also going to show you that if we put, you know, fuckheads like Lori Lightfoot, you know, they want to, you know, talk the woke shit, the woke liberal shit, the fucking, you know, the this we're the right side of history bullshit. Okay, well, then put your money where your mouth is. What are you really going to do about this issue? I mean, and to just throw in your typical, you know, Democrat excuses are not going to save this situation. They're not going to help this situation at all. You're fucking up. Take ownership of it. You're a leader, right? Then go work on this shit. Because this shit is bull. This is wrong. All these vagrants and shit, they're all over the damn place, you know, turning it into, you know, a homeless shelter. You know, you should have already had one built. You know, how about you would, here's an idea for you motherfucking ass, Lori. What you can probably do, if you got any balls to do it, you might as well yank some of the taxpayers' money that you have been yanking ever since your corrupted ass gotten into office and buy up some of these commercial properties and go ahead and create emergency
shelters.
Like homeless
shelters and shit, man.
You had all this fucking time from September on into now. And you just let the problem spill the fuck over.
And the other thing is, man, I know like how this looks like from the outside looking in, like I'm just seeing this for the first time and it is disgusting, you know, but homelessness can happen to any one of us at any time. We can become that. They're not.
You know, we're not against against the homeless on this because we were once homeless ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And we had to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps, as they say.
Right.
And get out there and get it and get out there and earn it. Being in an urban center like Chicago would be the wrong place for you to be in shit like this.
Yeah.
Because that's another reason why I moved out to a rural state, to a red state even. And the other side, not only is it seeming like the lesser of two evils, but you're making them look like the big bad guy anyway. So if you put your money where your mouth is, you'd be the bigger woman. And you, I'm meaning Lori Lightfoot, if you ever get a hold of my insignificant ass channel and shit, that I hope you hear this. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. You know, get on your job, like the president say, right? Finish the job. Y'all quick to, you know, go for President Poopy Pants, even though he's the puppet being pulled by the strings. We could see the strings now. They're not even hiding it. Yeah, man. So get this shit together. Here we go.
It's about the most incisive description of modern politics I've heard in a long time. Alderman Raymond Lopez of the city of Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you, Tucker.
And that's what it is. That's what it is. Over here using all these excuses and saying all of this bullshit, talking about, you know, you're going to do something about helping Chicagoans succeed, everyone in the Chicagoland area. But you're talking also like you want to be the president and shit. Nah, man, take care of shit in your city. You know, at least be like Governor DeSantis. At least he's taking it to the so-called woke mob.